This is the Comstock Report podcast. We are strong advocates for the American family farm and your top source for the agriculture markets. And now, here's your host, David Cruz.
This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report, the March USDA Quarterly Stocks and Planting Intentions reports. Farmers made good acreage decisions so far. Last year, farmers said they intended to choose just about the right mix of crops in the March Planting Intentions report. Then they second-guessed and added 2 million corn acres to the 92 million initially intended. Planting conditions were not that good, but that it did it anyway. Blame mostly fell on the high $5.91 corn crop insurance price guarantee, but the additional acres added approximately 350 million bushels to production and subsequently the carryover that we did not need. It is now a burden that is still riding on the back of the corn balance sheet. That collective mistake of planting more acres than the market needed in 2023 has cost the corn market and thus farmers a lot. Until the balance sheet is corrected, it will keep on costing us. March is going out like a lion, but the snow will quickly melt and provide moisture for planting. Given the unprecedented degree of field preparation work accomplished because of the abbreviated winter, it is unlikely that we will see extended planting delays, and farmers should be able to plant whatever crops they want. We should have an early planted crop and less prevent plant, 3.6 million last year. The crop insurance corn price is $4.66 for 2024, so will not provide the incentive to add acres again this year. USDA said that farmers intend to plant 90 million acres of corn. That was essentially confirmed by the Farm Business Network, 89.7 million, which in our opinion gets a stronger look than other estimates due to past accuracy. By our calculation, using USDA trendline yield, we could plant about 90 million acres to corn for production to be neutral to the carryover with current USDA demand assumptions. Year-to-year stocks building is not good for prices. With 90 million acres of corn, yield and demand determines the outcome of production on the carryover. If farmers planted 92 million, as the average trade estimate suggested, those additional 2 million acres would have added 360 million more bushels of cushion to the carryover before weather or demand could impact stocks. 90 million acres offers the corn market some freedom to be bullish that 92 million would have smothered. 90 million acres of corn is a good number because it opens possibilities that weather problems or improved demand could decrease the projected carryover, which changes the price dynamic. Actually, we believe that both will happen as the year progresses. This increases the odds that the John Deere low that was made last month is major. The correction of the correction discussed in Monday's report should be over. If we get the right situation given macro market fundamentals this year, there is potential for surprising election year strength. Funds are short, and when they are wrong, they become buyers. Quarterly corn stocks of 8.347 billion bushel was 92 million below the average trade estimate, so the carryover improvement has already started. Lower corn stocks will show up in the next WASD. Given the low corn crop insurance price guarantee this year, we would not expect farmers to add acres in response to a bullish reaction to these March reports. Do not repeat last year's mistake. USDA says that farmers will plant 86.5 million acres of soybeans, which was just slightly higher than the average trade estimate of 86.7 million. Some will be skeptical that corn acres could decline while soybean acres not rise accordingly, but I like the acreage numbers. Acreage is neutral, so weather can have a major impact. USDA has been ratcheting up the soybean carryover on negative exports. They called quarterly soybean stocks to be 1.845 billion bushel, up 13 million from the average trade estimate. It was not so large as stocks or increase in planted acreage that weather could not have a strong impact on the soybean market this summer. The Biden administration talks a good story on biofuel demand, and maybe they will follow through on some of it near the election. The soybean acreage number appears to be in the market for now. USDA says that farmers will plant 248.9 million acres compared to 253.8 million last year to grains and cotton. That surprised the trade. Nothing makes money, so land going to hay or CRP is likely to increase. There was a slight increase in the cotton rice acreage coming from corn, with reduced plantings of oats, barley, and sorghum. Both corn and soybean acres were about a million less than the USDA February outlook for them. There was an early year psychological epiphany by farmers that times and markets had turned bearish, and these acreage intentions was their first response to it. We intended to delay further cash sales until summer weather risk arrives and election year macro support takes hold. today's reports feeds into longer-term bullish opportunities. Corn could become gold and soybeans silver. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. Subscribe to our many updates on YouTube and other social media platforms. Get our twice-daily email reports. Plus, learn more about our brokerage and risk management services.
Futures trading involves risk. The risk of loss in trading futures and or options is substantial, and each investor and or trader must consider whether this is a suitable investment. Past performance is not indicative of future results.